Okay, we are up to Sota Daf Mem Tes, the last daf here in Maseches Sota, the last daf of Perek Egla Arufa, and the last daf of these three Masechtas, Nedarim Nazir Sota, that really form a unit over the middle of Seder Nashim. So let's now get into Mem Chesem Abeis on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. So if you remember, the Mishnayos are discussing here what happened during the time of Bayis Sheni. Certain things stopped. When the Sanhedrin stopped, then they stopped, made certain Xeris, and they started a certain singing, and the Shamir, and a number of other items. We had no Fesufim, and we're up to Anshe Amana. Anshe Amana, the people who were Ne'eman to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no longer existed. So the Gemara is going to darshan that now. Pasku Anshe Amana, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Elu B'nei Adam, Shehein Ma'aminim B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are people who had total, pure trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were God. They were no longer. What does that mean? Rashi, important Rashi. Shehein Ma'aminim B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levater, what is it? What is a reflection of Emunah in Hashem? Says Rashi, Levater Mamonam, Lenoi Hidur Mitzvah, to give up of their money to spend on beautification of a mitzvah. Ulitztaka, Ulahotzaz Shabbosos V'yamim Tovim. Rashi says, what's a reflection of Emuna? Giving away one's money for good reasons, for mitzvah money, but not worried about what's going to be, but just giving over the money for mitzvahs. So again, Rashi's list is Hidur Mitzvah, Tztaka, and Hotzaah, expenses for Shabbos and Yontif. That last one makes us think of the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza, at the beginning of the second parak, tells us that everyone's money, all of our parnasa, kol mizonosav shel adam, ktsuvin lo me Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim. That's our girsa in the Gemara. Everyone's parnasa is katsuv, it's set from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Chutz, except for hotzos Shabbosos, v'hotzos Yontif, v'hotzos banav l'tam v'torah. Money that we spend on Shabbos or Yontif or tuition, right, that's a big one, right? So that's cuts of already. So it comes off the top. So we don't have to try to cut corners or say, oh, what's going to be? Spend more money, less money. It already is not included in what our intake is supposed to be. That's what Rashi says in Beitza. Kol mazonos shel adam, kol ma she'asid lo histaker b'shana, she'yehi nizon misham, katsav lo kach v'kach, histaker b'shana zu. Right, it's already mentioned, except for Shabbos or Yatif, because then you could spend whatever, and as the Gemara continues, she'pachas pokse lo v'mosif mosif lo. Right, if you don't spend less because you're nervous, then you're going to lose it somewhere else. But if you're Mosif, you're going to get it somewhere else. And the Ritva there, quoted in the Shidim Kubetzes, Beis Adaf Tezayin, says, Hu Adin for other mitzvos as well. It's not just Shabbos and Yantif. And at the on the bottom, the Maharav Ransberg says, maybe including Sudas Rosh Chodesh, which is also an interesting girsa. Right? He says that Rosh Chodesh is included. Is Rosh Chodesh a real Yantif? Is it considered something? There's no Chiyuv Sud, as we know, but there's Mitzvah Laharbos. But either way, the Ritva quoted in the Shidim Kubetzes, there's no Ritva on the second parak of Beitza, but we have it there. It says, because of a Ritva, the Lavdafko, it's all Shabbos V'yantav, do adin lo tzah, shal mitzvah, elonakad hani diragili v'shrichi. Right, so that's the last line in Rashi. That's a reflection of Emuna. We spend a lot and not worry about where it's going to come back. But the other interesting one is the first one on the list, and that is Lenoi Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah. I saw recently an interesting Ha'ara that the source for Hidr Mitzvah, as we know, the Gemara in Shabbos, is Zekeli V'Anveihu. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. Hisna Elefana B'Mitzvah, Sukkanoa, Tzitzisnoa, Sukkanoa, all the items. Interesting. So when is that mitzvah from? That source is Az Yashir, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's before they even got the Torah. They accepted Hidr Mitzvah even before Maimon Har Sinai. How could that be the source? They didn't have the Torah yet. All right, similar question we've asked on the Gemara in the end of Merubah, where the Gemara says they travel 3 days, v'lamatsu mayim, mayim la Torah, so Ezra, and then later Moshe, and then later Ezra, they made laning at least every 3 days. So again, a similar question Rav Soloveitchik asked on that Gemara. What were they thirsty for? They didn't have the Torah yet. So here too, the question is, so in the Mishkan Betzalel, what is it about Hidr Mitzvah that they could accept before the Torah was given? So the suggestion is that, no, maybe it's an attitude. Heder mitzvah is an attitude. When you do something because we have to do it, then we do what we have to do and that's it, no more. But if we do something because we want to do it, because we appreciate it, because we're not just an eved, but we're a son, so then that's very different. Right? That's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Have you right after Surva Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom and Aslakala Pras. V'imor Shamayim Aleichem. It's a balance. We have to have Mar Shamayim, but we have to serve Shalom and Aslakala Pras, and that would be a reflection of Avas Hashem. So that's Rashi here. True people who are Maimin, right? Don't worry, and they go above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that level was lost after the Churban. Those people were not prevalent. The Tanya Blazer Agadol Omer, now we have three lines, from the Banan Kol Mishi Yishlo Pas Besalo, V'Omer Ma'ochel Amachar, anyone who has enough bread in the basket, literally, who has enough and worries, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Eino Ela Miktani Amada. That is a reflection of Ktani Amana, right? Like the phrase used by Noach. Ktani Amana is a reflection of that. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, why does it just say somebody who has Pas Besalo and says that, even if somebody doesn't have Pas Besalo? Even if somebody doesn't have, they have to have Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is going to take care of them. I saw a beautiful mashal given in one of the Achronim, I think it's the Divrei Shaul, who says, we're all on a shlichus here in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us here to accomplish something. If we're the shlichim, then it has to be that the Mishaleach sent us with everything we need to accomplish our shlichus, and will take care of us, because it wouldn't make sense to send us and we don't have everything we need, because then it would be impossible for us to accomplish what we need to. Right, so that's the Ben Yoyodas Kashi here. So even if we feel that we don't have, so shouldn't that be also a Ktani Amana? So it says the Ben Yoyada, that's true, but it's at least understandable that if somebody doesn't have, they're going to worry. It's not the best, it's not the most ideal, but it's understandable. If somebody has and then doesn't have the proper bitachon, that's even worse. V'nira li demein lo pas besalo, nimsahu ra'ev, he's hungry, v'im yomar ma'ochel ha'machar. We're not going to fault him. He's in pain. He's in dire straits. So he's going to could have that attitude. Again, understandable, but not the ideal, and not what's really appropriate. But if somebody has Pas Besalo, that is even worse, says the Ben Yehoyada. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, "V'ha'inu damar b'Lazar, my dechsev kimi buzz liyom ktanos." What does the pasuk mean in Zechariah? Who is buzz for the day of ktanos? Mi garam litzadikim she is bazazu shulchan and la'asilavo. Who caused the tzadikim to lose their shulchan la'asilavo? Who is that? What does that mean? Yisbazu, Rashi says, she makabim schar shalem. They're not going to get full schar. What does that come from? Ktanos, shahaya b'ev shlohem, the ktanos that they had, what is the ktanos? Rashi says, the ktanos ha'amana. Right, the small-sightedness in their emuna, because they didn't have proper bitachon. Shohem minu b'kadosh baruch hu, they didn't believe. So that's me, buzz. Who is mevazbez, the ultimate shulchan la'asilavo? It's the small emuna. Again, it's a very high standard, but that's the first mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, emuna, believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything taken care of. And again, there are many different levels of emuna, many different levels of bitachon. So we have to just try to keep going up the ladder. But the Gemara says, if we have small-mindedness, that removes some of the schar that we're going to get lost in love. Right? That's the pasuk in Zechariah. Rava Amar, Eluk Tani, different shot. Eluk Tani B'nei Rishay Yisrael. This is referring to the children of the wicked of Israel. What does that mean? Shemivaz bezin es din avihem lasilavo. They tear up the din of their fathers lasilavo. Why? Because what happens? In certain cases, where the Gemara says, where the children follow the path of the father, that they will also be punished for the sins of the father, adding on to their sins. So what will happen? Omrim lefanav. So in the future, they will come and say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Me'achar Shata Asili Paramehem, Lamehikhesa Shineim Ba'am. Right? If you're you're going to punish them in the future, so why were we punished in their lifetime, which already caused them punishment? Right? If you already punished them by punishing us, their children, so then you shouldn't take off anything from them now, because you already punished them. That's how they're going to rip up. They're going to be mevazbeis the din of their forefathers in the future, because they're going to say they were already, the fathers were already punished. See Rashi on the second line? Lama he'evaltem v'tziartem aleinu b'moseinu. Right, we died during their lifetime, and that was already was enough of a punishment for them. V'nifras mi'emechayeim. And again, of course, as the Gemara says elsewhere, it can't be that the sons are purely dying for the sins of their father. It means that they also deserved, but it was a pile-on from the father as well. Period. Amar Rabbi Ila bar Yevarcheya. Ilmale, a couple of statements in his name. Ilmale tfilaso shal David hayukol Yisrael mochrei revav. If David HaMelech wouldn't have davened for us, so then we would all have a very lowly parnasa. We would all sell revav. Revav is like grease, oil. Right? Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, if the Talmud Chacham has a revav, a stain on his beged, right? A chayev misa. So that's revav, stain and grease. If somebody, we would all have a, we wouldn't be able to make a parnasa without David HaMelech's tefillah. Shene'emar, Shisa Hashem Mora Lahem. This is David's tefillah in Tehillim. Please, Hashem, place upon them Mora. Mora, Rashi says, from the word Morus, authority, and a state of being mechubad, meaning give them a little covet in the eyes of the nations to be able to make a living, right? Please help them out. That's David. Shisa Hashem, give them money, give them some power. Shisa Hashem or Lahem. So it's David's tefillah that helps us. What does this have to do with anything? So Rav Pshatim the Mefarshim say, maybe Revav, maybe similar to before when the Mishnah said there are certain types of items that aren't around anymore, the sweetness and the honey mixed with oil, so maybe that connects to this, just the low level would be the only thing left after the Chorban. V'yomer Rabbi Ila bar Yevarcheya, v'yiter elmale tfilaso shabach Habakkuk. Without the tefillah of Habakkuk, one of the treyasar, hayu beis talmidei chachamim, miskasa betal tzachas. We would have no money. We already have difficulty throughout the history. But we'd have even more difficulty. Two talmidei chachamim would be covered with one talis. Voskin matorah. They'd have to share one cloth, one beged. To be osik in Torah, shenemar, as the pasuk says in Habakkuk, Hashem shamati shimacha, yareisi Hashem pa'olcha, I have feared, I have been in awe of your actions, bekerev shanim chayehu. And that means, amongst the years, chayehu, awaken and arouse. Al tikre bekerev shanim, ela bekerev shnayim. Right, read it as shnayim, two people will use the beged. Ask Rav Yashiv, some might be thinking of this. Rav Yashiv says, isn't there a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says this isn't so bad? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you remember, on Daf Chaf, talks about the dar of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, which is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Yiras Hashem Yitzalel Zedera Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Amru Alav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. It said about that generation, Shahu Shisha Talmidim Miskasin Metalas Achas Va'oskin Batorah. Six Talmidei Chachamim. Six Talmidim were Miskasin Metalas and they were Osek. So what happened to the tefillah of Habakkuk? It ran out. Our Gemara says that Habakkuk David, we don't have to do this. Two people don't have to share. And there it says six have to share. Says Rabbi Yashiv, be medayik in the language of the Gemara. Be medayik. Vanir bazeh di'ik hechacha mudukdekes halashon. De'ein talmidei chachamim miskasin betalas achas. Right, Habakkuk's tefillah were two talmidei chachamim. People who have already gotten there, who have reached the stage of, the appellation of Talmud Chacham, they won't have to. To hoel Chabakuk b'tfilaso, shol Talmidei Chachamim v'ayinu shehigia l'malas Talmud Chacham, bahem lo yachol oni gadol kazeh. That would have to be miskasa b'talas achas. But over there, what does it say? Talmidim. Doesn't say Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidim miskasin. Sheisha Talmidim miskasin b'talas achas. Hayinu sh'adayin lo yigia l'malas Chachamim. Behem davka hushayach oni bazeh. So maybe Chabakkuk's tefillah was about the Talmidei Chachamim who have already gained that state, but to get there, we're going to have to suffer through that state. Okay, next statement. V'am Rabbi Yilah bar Yevarcheya. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim amahalchim baderech. V'yem b'neim divrei Torah. Ru'uyin li'sari pa'esh. Two Talmidei Chachamim that are traveling on the road, and they don't have Torah amongst them. Between them, they are ready to be burned up. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, by Elisha and Eliyahu, vayehema hochim halof v'daber, v'ni rechav esh, v'gomer, the chariot of fire, that comes down. And it says there, v'susei esh, v'yafridu bein shneihem. The fire separated them. Taima Dika Dibur. The only reason that they weren't burned up was because they were speaking in Torah. Haleka Dibur Ru'in Lisarif. But if they wouldn't have been talking, so then Ru'in Lisarif. And this is what the Bali Musar say on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that it's not enough to be learning, but ve'ein beinehen divrei Torah. Beinehen, there has to be a Torah between them, Torah share, like the Gemara talks about often, the gavus of a chabrus, the gavus of learning bechabura, learning with someone, and not learning oneself. All right, it's the Marsha in the beginning of Maseches Brachas, the Vav or so, where the Gemara talks about that if two people are learning, then their words are nechtavin, right, in the Sefer HaZichronos. And if not, they're not, what does that mean? Because if you learn with two people, the Marshal explains, so mistama that you've been magia el ha'emes, there's a better chance, because I'm just not learning myself. Right? I'm learning with others. So, yeah, no, that's the milo. Again, Rebbe Yashav, we just quoted Rebbe Yashav. Rebbe Yashav never learned with a chavrusa. He learned by himself. But he had plenty of chavrusas. The Rashba, the Rambam, Rebbe Yinan, Rebbe Ashi, and they say whenever you listen to him, he was talking, as if he was talking to himself. He was talking to himself, but he was talking to, you know, the others in the room. So again, that was his level. But most of us mortals, you know, it's always better to learn b'chabura, to learn with someone. Weiter. Vam Rabbi Lo bar Yivarechya. Shei Tabe Chacham Hadaren Be'ir Achas. Ve'nochin Zelazeh Bahalacha. Two people, two rabbis, two Tabe Chacham, they're in one city, but they don't converse. They don't connect to each other through Torah. Echad Meis Ve'echad Gola. Shnei Amar, one will die, one will go into Galus, because it will kill him by accident. Shnei Amar, Lanus Shama Rotzeach, Asher Yirtzach Esre'ehu, Bivli Da'as. So again, the Pashas, that means a shogeg. But we also darshan it on a deeper level, Vein Das Ela Torah. People who have the potential to study Torah together and converse in Torah, and they don't, so then that's cause for punishment. Shnei Amar, Nidzmu Ami Mibli Hadas. Am Rabbi Yehuda Brei Rabbi Chia, Kol Tamar Chacham Osek Batorah Mitoch Hatchak Tfilaso Nishmas. Any Tamar Chacham who is Osek in Torah, even though it's difficult, whatever the difficulty is, his tefillah will be heard. Shnei Amar Ki Am Bitzion Yeshev Yerushalayim will sit in Yerushalayim. Bachol Lo Sivke Chanon Yachnecha Lakol Zaakecha. Hashem will show favor to your crying. Kisham Aso Anach. Like he hears you, he will answer you. So you see, in the difficulties, Hashem is going to answer you. Right? This is the commitment that we have to have Talmud Torah. No matter what, doesn't matter if we're tired, it doesn't matter if we don't have time. Right? We always have to make time. Mitoch hatzchak for Talmud Torah. Right? The Rambam writes this often in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, Kolish mi Yisrael chayev Talmud Torah. Every single man in Israel is chai v'talmud Torah, bein ani, bein ashir. A person can't say, I'm too poor, right? That we learned from Hillel. A person can't say he's too rich, too many investments to take care of, right? That we learned from Blazer ben Charsom. That's the both of them, the Gemara and Yuma Lamed Hay, about Hillel on top of the roof. Bein shalem begufo, bein bal yisurin. It doesn't matter if we're healthy or if we're not feeling well. Right, so when I'm feeling well, okay, I'm not going to do it today. No, that's the galus of Dafyomi. Derech Agav, that you can't miss a day. Bein Ba, doesn't matter what the mood is. Doesn't matter what physical state we're in. Bein Bachur, Bein Shaya Zakin Godo, Shatoshesh Kocho, young, old, Afilu Ani, Amachazar, Alapsachim, Afilu Balishu Banim, many children, Chayiv, Likvalo, Zman, Latalma Torah, Bayoma Balaila. We are obligated to be Koveh Zman, day and night, Shenemar, as it says in Yoshua, Bahagisa, Bayoma Balaila. Right, even Mitochat Chak. And the Rambam continues, a parak later, where he talks about, I'm sorry, first the following halacha, G'dolei Chachmi Yisrael, Hayu Meim Chot Ve'etzem V'Shoavei Mayim, many of the great Tanam and Amoraim, they were water schleppers. They cut wood, which is not a relaxing, nice, not working hard parnasa. Umeim Sumin, some of them were blind. V'yafal Pikin, Hayu Oskin B'Torah B'Yom B'Laila. And still they were Oskin in Torah all the time. Ve'im Michlal Ma'atiki Hashmua Ish Mipi Ish, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't just Osek in Torah, they were the Baali HaMasora, says the Rambam. And how will have that we have to push ourselves? Ad Emas Achayev Adam Lomo Torah, Ad Yom Moso. Until the day he dies. Shenemar Fen Yisur Melavcha, Koyim Echayecha, V'chol Zman Shalo Yasek B'Limadu Shachach. And that's the Rambam. That was in Perek Aleph Avil Kastam B'Torah. The Rambam says in the Perek Gimel also, Ein L'chol Mitzvah B'chol Mitzvah Kula, She Shkula Keneged Tam B'Torah, El Tam B'Torah Keneged Kol Mitzvah Kulan. He continues, and we can't even let one day or one night leave us. We should Neso Libo L'Kayim Mitzvah Zu Karoyla, V'Lios Muchtar B'Kisur Shal Torah. If we want the crown, Lo Yasiach Daitu L'Dvar Macherim, V'Lo Yasim Alibo She Yiknet Torah Im Osher V'Kavod Ke'echad. Right, there has to be one track mind. Obviously, we have to make a parnasa. Obviously, we have to spend time with our family. But in our free time, right, or in all the time that we should be focused, right, that is what has to be the focus. And that's the Gemara. Kala osik batar mitoch hatchak. One of the added benefits is tfilaso nishmas. Continuing, Rabbi Yavo Omer, masbien oso miziv shchina. Another reward, so to speak, we will be satiated from the ziv of the Shechina, from the light of the Shechina. Shenemar v'hayu einecha ro'os es morecha. We are able to see the Shechina with clarity. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Amar af she'ein ha'pargo nila b'fanav. The pargo, the curtain, won't be closed in front of them. Meaning, again, some type of clarity of vision. Shenemar v'lo yikanef od morecha. Right, our mora, our teacher, will not leave us. Period. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, post Beis HaMikdash, so that every day is a klala, and the tal hasn't been lebracha, and the time of the peros has been removed. Every day the curse is worse. In the morning we say, oh, I wish I had the night. In the night we say, I wish we had the morning. Hey, boker, which boker are we talking about? Ilema boker de la machar. Are we talking about the following morning? We say at night, oh, I wish it was tomorrow morning. Miyada my have. That can't be, because you don't know if it's going to be better or worse. Ella de chalef. It means past. Every time there's a night, we say, oh, it's worse than it was before during the day. And if it was the day, it was worse than it was the night before. So it's always going down and down. That's what the post churban. Ella. Ve'ela alma amaylo amayka makayim. If it keeps getting worse and worse, so how are we still here? How are we still standing? So the Gemara says, Akidusha de Sidra. Because of the Kedusha during Uvalitzion. The Kedusha de Sidra. The Ayeheshme Rabba Dagadata Shener, and the Heshme Rabba that we see in Kaddish after learning. Says that, see the pasuk, and then we'll see the Rashi. Shenemar eretz efasa kama ofel tzalmaves. Right, we have the dark land. Velo sedarim hayesh sedarim tofia me ofel. That's below sedarim. But if there are sedarim, what are sedarim? Rashi says sidre parshios de Torah. There are orders of parshios. You might say sedarim of mishnayos too. Right. So then there's light. The Torah brings light. What about the kedusha, the sidra? So Rashi says, what's unique? What about regular kedusha? What about Kedusha during Shmoneh Esrei? No, it's Dafka the Kedusha in Uvalet Zion at the end of davening. So what's unique about that? Says Rashi. Shalo on the right side, right next to us. Shalo tiknua elo sheyiyu kol Yisrael oskin batorah b'chol yom. The Kedusha in davening in Shmoneh Esrei, that's tefillah. But the Kedusha in Uvalet Zion, that's Torah. Because we not only say the psukim, we say the targum for the psukim. So we're learning. We're learning. We say, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And then we say Baruch Kvod Hashem Im Komo, but we also say the Targum with it, right? Davar Muat Shomer Kriyaso Vit Targumo VeHein Kaoskin BaTorah. Rashi says VeKivin Shenoig BaChol Yisrael BeTalmidim Ami Ares and all Klal Yisrael. Everybody says Uvalet Zion VeYeshkan Shtayim Kedushas Hashem VeTalmid Torah Chavivu. That's Rashi. Why? What's so special about this? It's Torah and Kiddush Hashem. That's the two. If you look in the Meiri says it's Torah and Tefillah. That's the connection. But either way, it's a double. It's not like just like the rest of Tefillah. It's Torah and Tefillah. And that is what Hashem is so excited about. And that's what keeps the world going. Afal-P, says the Meiri, Sh'atfila ikar gadol lahaneges das alofneha, mikomakom tzarech shi kol adam osik batorik v'inyano. Omitokach, tiknu seder kedusha lius b'targa minba, ad shi osu targa muvam lahem, v'nimsa lahem Torah u'tfilah b'inyan echad. So Rashi says it's Torah. It's Torah and Kiddush Hashem, and the Meiri said it's Torah and Tefillah. And Yehesh Me'Rabba, obviously we have Gemaras elsewhere, the second Daf in Shas, right, the Gavlos of Yehesh Me'Rabba answering B'chol Kocho, the Gemara says that it's Koring Zardino of 70 years, right, the Gavlos of answering. Why Dafka the Kaddish after learning? That also might connect Kiddush Hashem and Torah and Tefillah altogether. V'lo yirit ala bracha v'nid al tam peiros v'chulu, Tanya, Rishim ben Elazar Omer, Tara batla tamreach. The Tosefta says, once purity was removed, so the tam v'reach, the beautiful taste and a great aroma of the fruit were removed. Meiser bitol shuman dagam, once meiser was not done, so the shuman dagam, the fatness of the wheat, that also is no longer. Rav Huna ashkach tumrasa dechinunisa. He once found a very creamy date. Very creamy, delicious date. Meaning it was generally batel, but once in a while you found a good one. So he found one. Shakla karcha besudre, he wrapped it up in a wrap up, in a sudar, in a handkerchief. Asa rabba bray, his son came along. Amarle, marchina recha dechinunisa. I smell an unbelievable date. Amarle bini tara yishbecha. So the father, Rav Huna, says, oh, you must be, if you still smell that, that means you must be purely betara. Yavanielis, he gave it to him. The father gave it to the son. Adahachi asa ababre. All of a sudden, the grandson comes along. Right? The son of Rabba. Shakla yavanielim. But without saying anything, the son gave it to the grandson. Without the grandson proving himself at all. Amarle bini. So the grandfather, Rav Huna, says, Samachta et libi v'kesa shinai. You made me happy, but then you blew it. Right? Why'd you give it away for? Give it back to me. Right? I gave you this because I saw you were on such a level, and you just gave it to your son. Hainu damriyinshi, that's what people say. Rachme da abba abanei. The rachmanis of a father is on a son. Rachme de bnei abanei da habilei. And the rachmanis of the son is on his own son. Meaning a person feels more and wants to give more to their own son than to give back to the father. And we'll see this in a second in Yoredeya, in Simon Reish Mem. Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, but first, Rav Dessler has a beautiful ha'ara where he says, he discusses in the Kuntres HaChesed, in the first volume, he discusses, again, a very famous line in Perek Dalel there, what is the root of love? The root of love, is it, as most people think, the more you love, the more you give? Right, that is what he says that many feel, but he says that's not true. It's really the more you give, the more you love. That's why he says that parents have a stronger feeling for their children than children have for the parents. I mean, he asks, who has a stronger love? Parents for kids or kids for their parents? So obviously, parents have a stronger love for their children. Why is that? Right? It's the same parental connection and child connection. The answer is because of the giving. Parents give in an unprecedented, an unbelievable way to their children, and that breeds love. And that's what Rav Dessler said. The more you give, the more you love. And that applies to relationships and spousal relationships. You want there to be more love, you got to give more. Giving leads to love. And that's what the Gemara says here. And that's why there's a stronger feeling for a parent to a child than for the child to the parent. The child has it for his own child. Right? And this is discussed in Yoredeya in Simon Reish Mem Sif Chav Dalet. And that is, what's the halacha of kibbutz for a grandparent? Right? That is the... what this Gemara sounds like, it there is or there isn't. So it sounds like at least it doesn't compete with the covet of the father, but there could be. Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chavdalah does not quote, Reish Mem Sif Chavdalah does not quote covet for the grandparents. He only quotes covet for the father-in-law. And then the Rama says, Yesh Omrim, De'ein Adam Chayav Bekavet Avi Aviv. Some say there's no Chiyav to be Mechabed, your grandfather. He quotes this from the Maharik, based on a Rashi in Maseches Makis, about the Gol Adam and a father and a grandson, which we're not going to go into now. But the Rama, interestingly, it's not so common for the Rama to do this. He quotes this Yesh Omrim, and then says, Ve'ein Onirali, but I think it's wrong. I think the Maharik is wrong. I think there is a chiyuv for covet of the grandfather. It's just not as much as the covet of the father. Ela chayiv becovet aviv, yoser becovet avi aviv. And what's the raya? He says in parentheses, the raya mi medrish gabe vayizbach zvachim. The pasuk says, right, in this week's parsha, vayizbach zvachim, a Yaakov Avinu gave zvachim, lelokei aviv Yitzchak, but it doesn't say lokei aviv grandfather Avraham. Right, so it says, what does the Chazal, the Medrash, say on that? Because, right, the Taz here quotes the Medrash, Kate Pierce Rashi Bechumish, Avi Yizbach Zvachim, Leilokei Aviv Yitzchak, that the covet for the father is greater than the grandfather, but not zero. And then the Taz says, V'teimal De'eri Shona, Shia Ma'arik, Denela Mimeno, Pierce Rashi Bechumish. I don't know why the Ma'arik did not say this. He didn't know Rashi and Chumish, or he didn't think it was halachic. He thought it was agadic, right? That is the... That's a problem. The Gra here tries to defend the Maharik, and he says, But he says, on the Eino Nirali, first he says, what's the basis for the Ramah that there is Kavod? Umi Gemara de Sota Memtesa Med Aleph, Raya La Maharik. He says, our Gemara sounds like the Maharik, because what does our Gemara say? Oh, he gave it to the son and not to the father. It's not a Raya, it's just that when there's a choice, when there's a choice, well, here it's the giving it to the father, giving it to the son. This is just not a choice, I should say. It's more natural. It's natural that he gave it to the son. Venirali, and then the Gra says, La vi imo pater. Might be a difference between a mother's father and a father's father, but this is a little discussion. Lamaisa, we assume that there is cover for the grandfather, again, like the Ramah says, but just not as much. Rabbi Yashav also discusses it here, if you want to see. Vaiter. Second to last skinny line. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Itzol Bey, Rabbi Yaakov bar Barte. Rav Acha bar Yaakov was involved in his grandson, in his daughter's son, helping raise him. Ki gadol amar le'ashkin maya. When he got older, he said, "Can you bring me a cup of water?" Amar lo, and he must have been involved in something else, because is it possible that one of the great Amoraim gave this answer, stam? Amar lo, lav brich ana. I'm not your son. Meaning, I'm your grandson, not your son. Maybe he was involved in doing kibbut av, and that's why he said, I'm doing the kibbut av first. Again, there's a lot left out of this story, but Haino Darmi Inshi, Revei, raise me, Bar Bartich Ana, but I am your grandson. Okay. Vaiter, last Mishnah here in Maseches Sota. Bipolmis shel Aspasianus, in the siege and the pulmis of Aspasianus, who was Vespasian, right? Remember this, so before he became the emperor, before Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai's story, but during the siege, Gazru, there were different stages of the Gzera. We're talking about what happened in Bishas Churban. There were different stages of the Gzera. Now we're going back before the Churban, during the Churban. So first, Gazru al-Ataras Chasanim, they made a Gzera against certain types of crowns that the Chasanim used to wear. Again, Zeichel al-Churban, not to wear it. V'al ha'irus, we'll see what irus is. That was earlier. Bepomasel Titus, and the real Titus was the son of Vespasian. And when Vespasian became the king, he put Titus in charge, and that was the one who did all the terrible things in the base of Mikdash. So Bepomasel Titus, Gazer Lateris Kalas, the regozer on the Ataros, the special crowns, or the tiaras of the Kalas, Vishelo Yomar Adam Esbeno Yevanis, and a person should not teach his son Yevanis. Right, we'll have to see. The Tosfos is in Baba Kama. And the end of Meruba discusses all the dates here. Right, the dates. There might be different stages earlier, many years earlier, later. So Tosfos there. We're not going to go into the details of that right now. Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis discusses exactly when these things happened. But Pelmas Acharon, but at the Acharon by the Churban, Gazru Shalotesi Akala Vapirion Batochair. She shouldn't go out with this big fancy canopy in the city. For Abosenu Itiru Shalotesi Akala Vapirion Batochair. And the rabbis then allowed it after they first asked her, they'd allowed it. Periods. This is all Bishas Churban. Remember, there are two types of halachas related to the Churban, or related to the Beis HaMikdash. We have something called Zechal Churban, which is what's here, right? All these zecharim that there was a destruction, and we had yesterday the music, and putting ashes on the head of a chasson, many Zechal Churban halachas. But we also have concepts called Zechal HaMikdash. That's very different than Zechal Churban. Zechal HaMikdash, we shake a lulav of all 7 days, Zechar HaMikdash. That's not relating to a Zechar, to the destruction of the Mikdash. That's relating to a Zechar of the Binyan HaMikdash. Right, so what they used to do there, right, Yom HaNeiv Kulo Asar, the Mishnayos in Sukkah and in Rosh Hashanah, that discuss all the Tekanos of Yochanan and Zakkai of Zechar HaMikdash, that's different. There's Zechar HaMikdash and Zechar HaChurban. And it's even based on two different psukim. The Gemara in Mesechet Baba Basra, around Daf Samach or so, discusses Zechar HaChurban. That's based on a Meshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. Zechar HaMikdash is not that. Zechar HaMikdash is based on different sources relating to, we want to remember what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are two different elements and concepts that we have in Halacha. Continuing the Mishnah, Misha Meis Rabbi, so now when certain Tanoim died, not just Churban, when certain Tanoim died, certain Midos died with them. But Lu Moshe Le Mishalim, Rameir was an expert giving Mishalim to help understand, so when he died, it was Batel. Misha Meis Ben Azai, Batlu Hashak Dunim. Ben Azai has unbelievable diligence, right? He didn't even get married, or he got married and they got divorced, different days we had earlier in the Masechta. Balu Hashak Danim, so the Shkida Mida was Batha with him. In general. Mishemez Ben Zoma, Batha Darshanim. When Ben Zoma died, the great power of Drusha died. Right, we're very familiar with one Drusha of Ben Zoma. We say it in the Haggadah, right? It's the Mishnah in Brachas, right? Rashi quotes it here. The Mishnah in Brachas, right? Los Achisi, Shetayaser, tell me, Sizim Sarim Balelos. How do I know that Zachir Sizim Sarim is a night? Acha Drusha Ben Zoma. Tovin Zoma Darshan. Right? So when he died, Balo Adarshanim. Mishamesh Rabbi Akiva Batal Kavanat Torah. When Rabbi Akiva died, Kavanat Torah died with him. What is Kavanat Torah? Appreciating that every single letter and every single crown in the Torah has something to teach us. Right? The Gemara Menachas Chavtes, where Moshe Rabbeinu sees Rabbi Akiva darshing all the tagin. Right? Every tag that teaches us something. And that's Kavanat Torah, because you appreciate every little coats that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah. Mishemeis, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Batlu Anshei Maisa. Anshei Maisa, what does that mean? Many different pshatim one could give for Anshei Maisa. People who were batuach in their maisim, people who did certain amazing activities. Mishemeis, Rabbi Yossi, Katanta, Pasku Chasidim. Certain piety died. V'lama Nikra Shmo Katanta, why was he called that? Shai Katanta Shalach Chasidim. He was the smallest amongst them all. Mishemeis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Batel Ziv HaChachma. What's Ziv HaChachma? Rashi says, I don't know. Ziv HaChachma. Certain type of wisdom. Mishemesh Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein, Batal Kavanat Torah. Again, Kavanat Torah is mentioned here, even though it was mentioned earlier as well. Umesa Tahara Uprishus. But maybe it's the Kavanat Torah along with Tahara and Precious. Mishemesh Rabbi Shmuel Ben Pabi, Batla Ziv HaKahuna. What does Ziv HaKahuna mean? Also, different pshatim given. What does Ziv HaKahuna mean? Rashi says, Shahaya Chacham Va'ashir V'Kohanim Rabim Ochlem Al Shulchano. He supported many Kohanim. So they're giving kavod to the Kohanim. That was Batal, because he used to give tremendous kavod to the Kohanim. And finally, Mishameis Rebbe, when Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi died, and the Marsha says, it must be that Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi did not write this line, because he wouldn't have written it. Mishameis Rebbe, Batal Anav of Yeras Chet. So humility and Yeras Chet was Batal when Rebbe died. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Rebbe Pinchas ben Yair Omer. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Boshu Chaverim Upenei Chorin. V'chafu Roshem. When the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the great rabbis and Bnei Chorim, they were embarrassed, right? It was a time of terrible state, both physically and spiritually. V'nidaldu l'anshei Maisa, and the Anshei Maisa were very weak. V'gavru Ba'alei Zroa u'Ba'alei Lashon. And those who were just physically strong, the Ba'alei Zroa u'Ba'alei Lashon, those who could speak well, but not in Torah. V'ein Dorish, v'ein Mevakish, v'ein Shoel. And nobody seeked out or asked for the good of Klal Yisrael. Ein Dorish, v'ein Mevakish, v'ein Shoel. The Marsha says these three phrases are referring to the three Olamos. Ein Dorish, v'ein Mevakish, v'ein Shoel, says the Marsha. Ein Doresh, Nacha Gimel Lashonos Keneged Gimel Olamos. Ein Doresh Lahem, Latova Bechala Umos, Sheba Olam HaTachton. Ein Doresh means nobody in this physical world spoke out for the good of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ein Mevakish Ba'olam HaEmsoi, Kala Mazalos. All the Mazalos were against us. Ve'ein Shoel Aleichem, Bepamlaya Shomala. Ki HaMalachim Mekadrichim Lachem. Ve'ein Lonu Lisha'ein. Right, we have nobody to rely on. Right, in all the different worlds, we had nobody. Back to the Gemara now. Almi yalanu lihisha ein alavinu shevashamayim. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, it was clear it was only Hashem. And until we would look at Hashem, we would not get the Beis HaMikdash back. Reblazer agadol omer miyom shachar Beis HaMikdash sharu chakimaya lemeve kisifraya. Everybody went down one notch. The great rabbis became like the sofrim, who were the Rashi says the Malamde Tinokos. They used to teach the children and they knew less Torah. Visafraya kachazanaya. And they became like the chazanim who knew even less Torah. Vichazanaya ka'ama da'ara. The Ama da'ara, Azla, Vinidildala, and also became lower and weaker. Ve'ein Shoel, Ve'ein Mevakesh. The Torah knowledge became so weak. Al miyesh lehi sha'ein, alavinu shabashamayim. Only an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ikvas Meshicha, and once we're talking about the Churban, let's talk about Lasilavo. Be'ikvas Meshicha chutz be'yaske. Before Mashiach comes, there's the lashon of Ikvas ad Meshicha. What is the Ikvas? Rashi says, Bisof hagalus lefnei bias Mashiach, which we hope is right now. Right? Ikvas ad at the time of the galus, chutz be'yaske. It's going to be a lot of chutzpah in the world. Right? A lot of brazenness in front of Torah, which we have today. V'yoker yamir, prices will soar. Right, Yoker Yamir, prices will soar. Hagef and Titin, Piria Vayayin Biyoker. There'll be plenty of grapes, but the wine will be very expensive. Rashi says, Shakol Osin Mimishtos. Everybody's going to be having parties and into drinking. It's not going to be a good state. Umalchus Tehafech Laminus. And the government will be turned to heresy. Governments won't believe. Governments will implement laws that are against the Torah. Ve'ein Tochachas. There'll be nobody to rebuke them. Beis Vad Yiliznus Vagalil. The Beis Vad. Parshat means the place where they used to be. Beis Vad Lachachamim will be turned to groups, areas of Znus. Vahagalil Yecharev. And there'll be much of Israel that will become desolate. Vahagavlon Yishom. And the Gavlon, name of place, also will become desolate. Vianchi Yagvul Yisovo Meir Leir. The people on the borders, cities, will travel from place to place. They won't find a place to find favor. The Chachmas Sofrim Tisarach, the Yirechei Yimasu, right? The great rabbi Yirechei will become disgusting in people's eyes. Voha Emestia Nederes, nobody will be true. Naarim Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, the young will embarrass the old. Zakenim Yamdu Mepnei Ketanim, the older will have to stand up in front of the Ketanim. Ben Menavil Av, Bas Kama Beima, Kala Bechamosa, right? All the ideas of respect will be thrown out the window. Daughters and mothers-in-law, daughters and mothers, Oive Ish Inche Beso, even within somebody's house, they won't be able to find peace. Right? This is all, right? So remember some of the Amorim in Masechta Sanhedrin said, I want Yesev Elo Yachmine, unbelievable line. I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to be alive when he comes. It's going to be difficult, right? At a time when there'll be brazenness against Torah, there'll be physical difficulties, right? And that's what we hope is all behind us. We hope the Shoah did it already, but we daven every day for Mashiach. Pnei Ador k'pnei HaKelev. The door of the generation of Mashiach will be like the face of a dog. What does that mean? Let's just finish this and then we'll continue. Habeneinu mispayish me'aviv, a son won't be embarrassed from his father, meaning the opposite of what we had earlier, Daf Lamed Vav, Dumus Diogno Shel Yaakov, was seen by Yosef. According to most, that last 20 lines was not part of the Mishnah. That was part of the Brisa, even though we have the parentheses here. Rabbi Chanan in Kofetz Ma'amarim, in the first volume, has a section called Ikvasa de Mashiach, where he talks all about the different chazals in Shas about Ikvasa de Mashiach. So he quotes two pshatim on this line of what does it mean that the door of the generation of Mashiach is going to be like the door of a dog. What does that mean? So first he quotes from Yisrael Salanter, and then he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim. He quotes from Yisrael Salanter, a mashal that I think others say, but he quotes it here from him, and that is, when you see a dog being walked by their master, if you don't know anything, if you don't know better, it looks like the dog is leading the master. Because the dog is walking in front, the master has the leash, but it looks like the dog is leading the master. But in reality, let's say the master wants to make a right turn, so then he'll pull on the leash and the dog will have to follow the master. So even though on the surface it looks like who the leaders are, but really the leaders are not the leaders. That's what it means, Pnei Dor K'Pnei Kelev. Yeah, the rabbis will be puppets. The people who decide halacha, the Baalei HaMasorah, will be puppets. That's what it means, Pnei Dor K'Pnei Kelev. Yumoger Shulton HaTorah, Hador Yivchar Es Adera Kiros Einav, Upnei Hador Yarutsu Baderach Zu, Lefnei HaAmon K'Kelev Lefnei Adon. Right, and that's what it's going to be. And then he says, Yesh Rabbanim Midorenu. That's before the World War II, right, that are in this state. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, one pshat. And then he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim, that he says, a dog, we'll see, b'shasha, he says, let me just find it, b'nei dark b'nei akelev, b'derech acheres, mitivo shal akelev, ki im yiskelu oso be'even, miyaru misnapela la'evel anashcha. Let's say, you hit a dog with a stick, you hit a dog with a rock, so the dog starts attacking the stick, and starts attacking the rock. The dog doesn't have the seichel to realize that it's the master that's behind the stick that's causing the stick to hit him. But that's an animal mentality, just to look at what's in front of you. And he says, when Haman came up against Klal Yisrael, what was it? We have to attack Haman? No. We have to go behind. We have to daven, and we have to fast, and we have to do tshuva, and then we'll be able to get to Haman's just the stick. Haman's the stick, right? The Gemara says in Megillah, right? It was the signet ring. But he was the stick to get us to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, before Mashiach comes, he says, we're going to be like the dog. We're not going to know the source. We're going to think that it's this. We're going to think it's this leader we have to daven to. And this leader we have to daven against. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lo nami li yishai. Don't be like the dog who doesn't see what the real source is, but B, you have to realize what's behind it all. So that's Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntres Ikvisa Dimishicha. Okay? Amarav Oshanu. Now we're getting to either the Gemara or the beginning of this Brisa now. When do we say that what crowns became forbidden? Lo shanu eloshel melech v'gafres. They used to make a fancy crown with salt and sulfur. Avol shel cheres v'shel veret muter. But the lower level, the more inferior crowns were allowed. Ushmol amar avshel hadas v'shel veret aser. No, also those were aser. Shel kanim v'shel chilas muter. the real inferior ones were the only ones that were allowed. V'levi yamar, afshal kanev v'shachilas aser, v'chein tani levi v'mastisei, afshal kanev v'shachilas aser. Right, so it was some type of crown that was for the chathan and for the kalas, that became nasar. Halacha lemaisa, one has to know certain types of tiaras, certain types of crowns that a kala wears bizman hazeh, right? One has to make sure to ask the Masada Kedushin beforehand. You know, most kalas don't wear a whole fancy thing. They wear some type of head covering to hold up the veil. But something fancy with gold and silver, that's a shiloh. And then one has to just make sure to ask beforehand whether that's included in this gzeira, this zeichel achurban gzeira. V'yala eris, my eris, what's eris? Amar Rabbi Elazar, tavla dechat puma. It was a certain type of musical instrument that was used. And they said you can't use it anymore after the Churban. And some of these halachas still apply, at least, in the Old City. If somebody gets married in the Old City of Yerushalayim, so there's limitations to use a drum, right? But to have the celebration, you might have to go outside, and some are even more machmer inside, right? Some of the older gedolim, even in the larger Yerushalayim, but not the minhag. The minhag is generally outside the Old City is not included. My Eros, Amar Reb Elazar, Tavla Dechat Puma. It's a bell it's an instrument with one type of bell inside. Rabba Barav Huna, Avile Lebre, Tanbora. He made for his son, Tanbor, like a tambourine. Asa Avua Tavre, his father, the grandfather, came to the wedding and he broke it. Amar Le, Michla Batavla Dechat Puma. If you use this, people are going to get mixed up and use the thing that's usher. Zil avile apuma de chatzva or apuma de kapisa. Make something that's very, not fancy, right? Put a beggar on the top of some type of kli, a type of a barrel, and bang on that. Bepolo shel titus gazral ataras kalos v'chulu mayataras kalos amar abar barchana amar Reb Yochanan ir shel zahav. Right, a fancy type of golden crown that was. According to one of the pshatim, it was a mural, so to speak, of Yerushalayim, out of gold. Tani nami hachi, ezeo atras kalos, ir shel zav, aval osa osa kipa shel milas. It could be felt, it could be material, it just shouldn't be gold. Tana af al chupas chasanim gazru. They also would go there on chupas chasanim. What does that mean? My chupas chasanim, zahoris hamus havos. Some type of golden, idea, Rashi says, talis tzvua shani. Right, a type of golden, reddish, beget. Tani nami hachi eluin chupas chasanim zahoris hamuseves aval ose papyrus, make some type of canopy v'tolo boko mashiyurt, so you can hang on it what you want. But either way, these are all part of the zecher lechorban activities. V'shelo yomares beno yavanis, should not teach one son yavanis. So toner abanan. But one second, says the brisa, because yisur abal chubeis chashmonai zelzeh, when the chashmonaim had a civil war. Two brothers at a civil war, who was going to be the king? Hayahurkanis mi bachutz v'aristobulus mi bethnim. One king was on the outside, one king was on the inside. This obviously was before the Churban, when the Yavan was and the Yavanim and the Chashmonaim then were in charge, right? The Chanukah story. B'chol yom v'yomayim eshashlin dinar b'kupa, and every day, even though they were fighting, they lowered money outside. Umadlan lem tamidim, they allowed them to do the Karban Tamid, and they sent an animal up. Hayisham zakin echad sheyemakir b'chakmas Yavanis. There was a zakin who was makir in the wisdom of the Greeks, Chachmas Yavanis, on the inside, laws Lahem Chachmas Yavanis, and he sent in code to the outside, Amr Lahem thus follows, Kozmach Oskin Bavoda Inim Sar Biatchem. If you allow the people on the inside to keep doing Avoda, you're never gonna win. Lamachar Shoshalem Dinarim Bakupa, the next day they sent money out, the Halulem Chazir. They sent him a pig, no animal for the Korban Tamid. Kivin Shigia Lachatzi Choma Noatzi Panav, and right as it got up to half the wall, it dug its fingernails, its hooves into the wall, Nizdaz Eretz Yisrael Arbameos Parsa, and Eretz Yisrael started shaking 400 parsos. Osa Shana, at that moment, Amru, they made a gzera, and they said, Ara Adam Shigala Chazira, number one, curses the person who raises pigs, he can't raise pigs, for Ara Adam Shiyom Adabano, Chachmas Yavanis, and curses the person that teaches his son, Chachmas Yavanis, Vial Osa Shana, and also at that year, they said, Shaninu, Maisuba Omer, Miganos, Srifim, Vishdialachem, Mibikas, Ain Sochar. They had to get the Omer and the Shdialachem from very far away, period. So what do you see from there? That's where the Chachmas Yavanis was assered. So it wasn't Bishas HaChorban, it was earlier. Right, so what is Chachmas Yavanis? Chachmas Yavanis is, as we will see soon, but Rashi says, well, Chachmas Yavanis is a type of fancy language that is in code, right? That's how the Zakin got the word out. It was encoded, Right, that's a Rashi here, and the Rashi in Pirshei Maidai. Also, the Meiri in Baba Kama, where this comes up, says, no, it's the philosophy. It's the philosophy of the Greeks. It's not just the language. That's what, there's a difference between Lashon Yavamis and Chachmas Yavanis. Chachma shalahem aser lalam de b'nei shemoshechas libo shaladam v'horeses harbe mipinos hadas. Right, that's the Meiri Baba Kama. We'll talk about it more about them soon. Let's just continue. Einis, is this really true? Is this really true that that's when it occurred? V'yama Rebbe be'eretz Yisrael lashon sursi lama. Why do you use lashon sursi in Eretz Yisrael? Ela ilashon hakodesh ilashon yavanis. Just use lashon hakodesh or lashon yavanis, which was more understood at that time. V'yama Rav Yosef be'bavel lashon arami lama. Ela olashon hakodesh olashon parsi. That was more understandable. So he asked the Gemara. So you see, lashon yavanis is not so bad. So that's the Gemara's answer. Lashon Yavanis l'chud, v'chachmas Yavanis l'chud. Chachmas Yavanis is the problem. What is that? So either that's a philosophy or a super type of fancy language and codes that's referred to something other, something else. V'chachmas Yavanis b'yasiri, is it really usher? Chachmas Yavanis. V'amar v'yudah mashmua, mishim r'vishim gamli, amai dafsiv, eini olala l'nafshi, my eye affects my soul, mikol benos iri. What does that mean? Elef yadim hayu b'beis abba, I had 1,000 children in my father's house. Chamesh meos lamdu Torah, v'chamesh meos lamdu chachmas Yavanis. V'lo nishtar me'en ela anig kan uben achi abba ba'asya. So you see, they did learn chachmas Yavanis. What was so bad? So you see, it wasn't aser. Shiny shabesh rabbe gamliel de krov and lamalchus have. No, they had to know because they were within the government. And it wasn't a hardcore iser daraisa, right? So therefore, they had the flexibility. Detanya, the Brisa says, Misaper kumi harei zemi darku yamori. The certain type of haircut is a non-Jewish type of haircut. Chukosam lo selechu av tulis ben Reuven itir lasaper kumi. But he was allowed to be shikar v'malchus because he had to act for the Jews within the government. And shabesh gamliel itir len chachmas yavanis v'neshikar v'malchus. Same thing. The Beis Yosef in Yeredeya in the Siman, I think Kufay and Ches or so, about chukosam lo selechu writes, it must be that this is an iser that where we say that the Rabbanan have the power to create the contours of the mitzvah. Because you can't say it's a daraisa that is allowed. No, you can't say that because Karav L'Malchus wouldn't allow you to do that. But Masra HaKasal B'Chachamim specifically here, this is where the Beis Yosef quotes it, by Chukseim Lo Selechu, to determine that if you're only doing it because you want to have a Jewish voice within the government, so then it would be okay. That's the haircut, that's Chachmas Yavanis. It's not like we're going to allow you to eat treif. Korov l'malchus, right? It's only by the averis of uchukoseyem lo selechu and the like. Period. Again, there's a lot more here, but we have to finish. But pumas achron goes to shlotei zekala ba pirion v'chulu. She didn't go out in a certain type of canopy. My time of shibsiniyusa, right? We wouldn't want her to make such a ruckus outside in public post chorban. Mishemesh Rabbi Yochanan Batla achach matan rabbanim. Mishemesh Rabbi Eliezer nignas sefer Torah. A sefer Torah was nignas. Why? Because he was like a walking sefer Torah. He knew everything. So that's why when he died, it was like a sefer Torah was nignas. Mishemesh Rabbi Yeshua Batla eitza umachshava. Special type of wisdom. Mishemesh Rabbi Akiva batlu zroei Torah v'nistatmu mayinos hachachma. The greatness of Torah. Mishemesh Rabbi Azman Azariah batlu ataros chachma. The crown of wisdom. Shateres chachamim ashram. Because Rabbi Azman Azariah, if you remember, he was also rich. But that's also why he was chosen in brachas to be the head. Mishemesh Rabbi Chanina bedosa batlu anshei maisa. Mishemesh Rabbi Yosi ben Katonta batlu chasidim. V'lam anikrit shmo Abba Yosi ben Katonta shayu miktani chasidim. He was the small. Mishmeis Rebbe Nazai, Balu Ashakdanim, Mishmeis Ben Zoma, Balu Adarshanim, we have this already in the Mishnah, Mishmeis Rebbe Gam Shimon Gamliel, Allah Govai, V'Rabu Tzaros. When Rebbe Shimon Gamliel died, he was preventing a plague. So when he died, the plague came, the locusts came, and there was Tzaros. Mishmeis Rebbe Huchmalu Tzaros. And when Rebbe died, there was even more Tzaros. Mishmeis Rebbe Balu Anavav Yereschait. Here it is, the famous line. Amar Le Rav Yosef Latana. Lotisni Anava. Rav Yosef says, don't say that Anava died with Rebbe. Tiik Anava, because I'm still here. Amar Le Rav Nachman Latana. Lotisni Yereschait. Tiik Anava. Rav Nachman says, no, I'm still here. Right, so what does that mean? That's Anava. Right, Anava has many different answers given. So the Gra said maybe there was a Tana named Ana. Right, number one. Others say, we mentioned a couple of days ago, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who says that maybe it's the Ana in each person. Don't say that Anava is not allowed. There's an Ana in every single person that could achieve greatness and could gain the humility. So it's the Ana in each person. Or the Marsha says, he wasn't Ana, but he didn't want the Brisa to be wrong. Right? So, see, he wanted to say it. The Ben Yehoyada said that everybody thought he was very humble. So he Dafka wanted to say this so people realize he wasn't so humble. Even though he really is really humble. He's like, no, I'm very humble. Right? That's not a humble thing to do. That's Dafka why he did it. But the one that I've said in the past I really like was that is Rav Yosef himself talking here. Rav Yosef was saying, look in my life, I lost all my Torah learning, I was sick. You have difficulty having humility? Look in my life and you realize that you're not in charge. You realize that HaKadosh Baruch was in charge. You look in my life and you'll realize how to have humility. So Baruch Hashem, that takes us through Maseches Sota. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we start Maseches Gittin, which is the beginning of a couple of months of major Gittin Kiddushin, the Bubbas. It's on the horizon right now. Okay, we'll stop here.